Backseat Quickies, episode 72, Sam's favorite Asian movies.
Bow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow bow chicka wow wow chicka wow 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 wow.
Hello, Backseat Quickie fans, this is Sam and I'm taking over for Scott this week. We're going to be discussing five of my favorite Japanese movies that you may not have heard of. I mean, most people are pretty familiar with movies like Battle Royale, Hanabi, very popular Japanese films. We talked about Norwegian Wood a while back, which if you still haven't seen it, please go see it. It's an amazing movie. Now, everybody has a favorite Kurosawa film. Being a Shakespeare nerd, you'd probably think I would have picked something like Ron or Throne of Blood, but my actual favorite is Stray Dog, which is it's the original buddy cop movie. In fact, it's about when the heat wave hit post-war Tokyo, and rookie homicide detective Murakami, who is played by the amazing Toshiro Mifune, has had his Colt pistol stolen during a trolley ride, and he basically chases a pickpocket throughout the movie, only to find out that there's a lot more to this pickpocketer. There's also, unfortunately, a mystery behind a certain baseball player at a baseball game, and pretty much you find out that Murakami's gun was used in another crime and has now become the murder weapon. This movie is just one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen in terms of cinematics. Toshiro Mifune is an absolutely amazing actor, and I have a huge love for detective films, especially ones that portray the greediness of the detective genre that's more noirish. So I definitely give this one a thumbs up, especially if you've never seen it. It's definitely one of Kurosawa's best and one that I don't feel gets enough recognition. The second movie I want to talk to you guys about is called Transparent, A Tribute to a Sad Genius. This movie stars one of my favorite Japanese actors, Masanobu Ando. In this film, what we have is Kenichi Satomi, who is a genius, who unfortunately, you know, is hated by the entirety of this town. Unfortunately, this town is, you know, trying to deal with the fact that poor Kenichi suffers from a rare syndrome in which his feelings can't be hidden. Everybody kind of knows what he's thinking and feeling, from, you know, I have to take a leak, to I want to bone the hot girl over there. This is all in his mind, and it's kind of interesting due to the fact that, you know, he's actually a young and well-respected doctor, but at the same time, he has to deal with the fact that, you know, everybody knows what he's thinking and he can't quite control it. That being said, this movie's probably one of the harder ones to find on my list, but if you can find it, you definitely can get a couple good laughs out of it. And for the record, Masanobu Ando, again, is another person who just doesn't get enough respect, and he's a really talented actor. The next movie I want to talk about, unfortunately, is another difficult one to get, but if you can find it, it's certainly one of the more unique contemporary films out there. It's called All About Lily Shushu. It was released in 2001. The film was directed by Shun Iwatai, and unfortunately, he hasn't done a lot. The only other film I think up to, in my knowledge, that he's done, I believe, was a movie called Love Letter, which is also excellent. In this film, however, it's about a young shut-in, and his name is Yuichi. Yuichi lives in a small town, and he's obsessed with the pop singer Lily Shushu. And he creates a forum for people who also love her work and who are, in some cases, basically, they think that she is a hypnotic singer to the point where, like, they kind of follow her like it's a religious cult. A lot of these people in the story are all shut-ins. And this film deals a lot with bullying, actually, as a topic, because a lot of people think that Lily Shushu is basically trying to get a lot of teens killed. Despite her hypnotic music and her lyrics, a lot of parents are also kind of concerned about what kind of a message she's sending. Meanwhile, a lot of the children in the story are just amazed by her ether-like quality. This movie also stars Shugo Oshinari, who's from Battle Royale 2, the lesser Battle Royale film. Shugo Oshinari is actually probably the most amazing actor in this film. He is the bully character, and it's kind of fun to watch him be a tool to Yuichi. Yuichi is a character who it takes a while for him in this film to grow a backbone, but you actually learn that he and Oshinari's character were best friends at one point. What I love about this movie actually is its atmosphere. The use of color in this movie is vibrant, it's gorgeous. And there's a lot of scenes like that take place in rice fields. And you get a real appreciation for just kind of how beautiful a lot of the long shots are. This movie also goes back and forth between the past and the present time, so it can get a little confusing. But you have to watch it a few times to kind of appreciate what it's trying to do contextually. That being said, the music is amazing in this film. And if you can find the soundtrack, it's totally worth listening to. My next film is a Korean film, which I found purely by accident, called My Wife is a Gangster. My Wife is a Gangster is about a woman who is the leader of a Korean mafia. The main character, Eugene, her sister has cancer and has basically told her that if you don't get married and have children, you know, you're going to die pretty sad. So she's kind of hoping that she can coax her mobster sister into marriage. Pretty much what ends up happening is Eugene ends up falling for this, well, she doesn't really fall for him, she randomly selects this really simple but kind-hearted man who's not the most attractive guy named Kang Soo-yi, and he's a really adorable character. And basically, there's a lot of situations where, because Eugene wants Yoon-jin to have a child, there's a lot of situations where she tries to get him to have sex with her in the middle of public places, just because she doesn't actually understand the whole idea of wooing somebody into the bedroom. The humor in this movie is just amazing. It's very spot on. It's really comical, a lot of the situations. My favorite scene in this entire movie is where they teach the mobster leader how to give a blowjob. It's really, really cheesy, really corny, but you'll have a good laugh out of it. If you can find this movie, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, the characters are just adorable. They're really cheesy. And it's a Korean mafia movie. That can go wrong. And finally, my last pick, much like Stray Dog, comes from a director who, I don't know how well known he is on the North American side of the pond, Yasujiro Ozu. Ozu was most famous for a film called Late Spring, but my actual favorite movie of his is Tokyo Story. It's a film about a widow daughter-in-law who, she loses her husband in the war, and she's basically making friends with her husband's family. Now, what's interesting about this film is that her parents also come to visit. They basically have a situation in which they are visiting Tokyo and they actually hate it. They hate the experience and they're trying to find a way to suggest to the daughter-in-law that, you know, they should really, she really should reconsider where she's living, especially considering that she's a widow. They don't want her to be alone, but at the same time, they want her to understand that Tokyo is not a place for a young lady who's on her own. It's a really beautiful movie, just in terms of how it's shot, just in terms of how the characters interact. You get a lot of sensitivity in this movie, and be prepared to cry. I watched this, unfortunately, in my my second year university class, and I pretty much bawled like a baby in front of my classmates. It was kind of embarrassing, but it's definitely one of those movies that just doesn't get enough praise compared to Late Spring, and I don't know, I just found Late Spring to be a less interesting film. What I like about Ozu's work, and in particular with this film, is the idea of how people learn to appreciate the rural versus the urban, how families come together, and how, even in a time of separation, they learn to appreciate what they actually have. And it's just really well done. So hopefully, if you can find these movies, that you go take a look. They're very interesting. They give you a little bit of history about just Japan as a culture, Japan as a country, and there's just a lot of fun to be had in these movies. Yes, one's a I say Japan, and I really mean, you know, taking care of Korea as well. These Asian films are just ones that I randomly found, and I don't often get to share them with people, so I thought that this week would be pretty awesome to do that with. So catch you next time, and I hope that if you have any favorite Asian movies that you'll share them in the comments this week. Take care!
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you can offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh, yeah, baby.